Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
Isang paalala, ang susunod na kabanata ay naglalaman ng mga salita at pahayag na maaaring magdulot ng takot, pangamba at pagkabahala sa mga nakikinig, lalo na sa mas nakababatang gulang. Huwag magpatuloy kung kinakailangan. Tuloy po kayo sa ikalimang gabi ng San Telmo Society. Isang pambihirang araw ngayon ang narating ng mga manlilikhang Pilipino dahil sa unang pagkakataon ay mapapanood ang isang Filipino comics na isinalin sa TV series ng media giant na Netflix. Ang Trece ay isang comics tungkol kay Alexander Trece na gumaganap bilang detective sa mga krimen tungkol sa paranormal sa Metro Manila. Siya ay isang makabagong babaylan mandarigma ng panahong ito at sa tulong ng kanyang mga kasama ay pinananatili nila ang balanse sa mundo ng mga tao at sa mundo ng mga kakaibang nilalang mula sa mundo ng paranormal. Ang likhang ito ni Budgetan at ni Kadjo Baltissimo ay mapapanood na ngayong gabi sa Netflix at magtatampok ng 6 na kabanata base sa mga kwento sa comics. Ngayong gabi sa ating campsite ay sasamahan ako ng isa sa mga pinakamasubid na taga-subaybay ng Trece at ng kwentong Pilipino, si Rebecca Ilo. Alina at sumama na kayo sa aming kwentuhan.
So today, I will be joined by Ms. Rebecca Ilo, storyteller, contributor for Finstar Life, and super fan of Trece, if not Trece manifested herself. So yun, welcome Rebecca, Bex, Philippine Camper Stories. This is a very special episode kasi we're going to talk about Trece comics and the Philippine mythological creatures na makakasama ni Alexandra Trece. How are you, Bex?
Hello, Earl. Thank you for inviting me to your podcast. I'm so excited to talk about Trece and what it entails, the story, the characters, and the world that you're gonna dive deep into. I mean, it's really exciting for all of us dahil not only is this the one of the first Netflix Filipino anime that will be released, It's the fact that we've been waiting for like 16 years for this anime.
Grabe, 16 years.
Yes, so, 16 years.
16 years. Grabe ka. Yeah. Kailan mo, when did you first meet or what was, can you tell us about your first encounter of Trece?
Actually, I've only been a fan of Trece for 6 years. So, Like, a small chunk of when it was made. It was around 2015. And
ito lang, okay.
Yeah, it's just very recent. It's kind of shocking to some people that I've only been a fan so recently.
It is. Meron kasing arrive na parang... If a listener would stumble into this interview and would see your name, you're very familiar kasi sa mga Facebook groups, sa mga anything Trece-related, lumalabas yung pangalan mo kasi because of your memes and your mga theories, yung mga post mo, everything Trece-related kasi. Ayan, talagang asahan mo nandyan si Rebecca. So, ano yun? Kailan kayo nagkakilala?
So, like, I was second year college noon, mga 2015, and I had a boss na ano, he handles indie comics publishing, si Rage Maglalang. Mm-hmm. And pretty much I was looking for comics to read. We were talking about comics, this and there, and what I should read, and the stuff that I really wanna get into. And then he told me, "Hey, Bex, maybe you should try reading Trece." And I was like, what's that? Sinabi niya, oh, it's a really good Filipino comic book, local siya.
Yes.
And I think you should read it. And then he kind of sent me yung ano posters ni Sir Kadjo, yung Night Gallery, yung ano Young Alex and the San Telmo. Yun.
Ah, yung nakikipaglaro siya. Okay.
Yes, that was the very first image I saw, and I was like, oh wow, the art is so pretty.
Mm-mm.
It's really gorgeous. And
napaka noir, di ba? Parang medyo dark. Medyo yes, ano siya eh, parang dark, ganyan. Black and white.
I was impressed, pero I wasn't completely sold in yet because I don't know pa. Still walking on the line of ambivalence. Mm-hmm. Then parang around December by summer or something like that. Yeah, that's what I recall. Summer, something like that. And then I was my friend from high school. Told me, hey Bex, meet me up sa SM mga 6 o'clock. And since ano, parang maaga ako umalis I was there mga around 2 o'clock. So I went to our meeting
National,
place, which is usually National
National Bookstore.
Yeah.
I would say
yes. Then I was just walking around the, you know, the shelves, and then nakita ko yung ano, Book of Murders.
Okay.
And I was like, oh my gosh.
Ito na yun.
Book of Murders. Ito na yun. And then parang iniisip ko, oh no, oh no. Oh my gosh, ito yung gusto ko binhin. Tapos tinignan ko yung price, and you know, being a broke student, I was like,
yes.
Oh no.
Medyo mahal siya para sa walang ano talaga budget. Budget. Like, hello sir, budget.
Okay, so I was like, oh no, this is it. Ito yung sinasabi niya. Tapos iniisip ko, wait, no, I'll buy this, then I'll read it. Pero it's unwrapped. The book that I saw was unwrapped, and I was just thinking, should I read it now or should I buy
yes,
it?
Basahin mo, silipin muna, no? Oo, tama.
Talagang I was thinking, talagang dinideside ko kasi parang it's kind of unfair na I'm gonna read it here in
for free,
in
BS.
Yeah, it's better if I buy it.
Uy, pero sa totoo lang, ginagawa ng lahat yan.
It's better if I buy it than I read it. No interruptions. But it was calling out to me. So I was like, should I read it? Should I not read it? Tapos parang tiningnan ko yung message sa akin ng friend ko. Ang tagal niya. And I was like, that's it. I'm reading it. I threw in the towel. I gave up. And I gave in. And then, I turned the pages. And I was like, engrossed in it. I was like, na-shock ako. Like, yung dun sa Balete Drive.
Yes.
Case. Talagang... And then when I got to the part where the kambal floated into the room, I was like, wow. Oh my gosh.
Naglaro na sa imagination mo yung ano.
Oo, parang na-engross na ako. And then, yung talagang tumatak sa akin na scene is when Alexandra stabbed the guy in the eye.
Ah, yes.
Yun yung tumatak sa akin. And I was like, oh my gosh, ang brutal.
Hindi siya pang bata.
She stabbed this dude in the eye. And I was like, oh my gosh, I want to see what happens next. And it's funny, I was there like 2 o'clock. I was reading it until 7 o'clock.
Ah, ba't ang tagal? Ninanamnam mo.
Ninanamnam ko talaga siya. And I was waiting for my friend. And when my friend arrived, and I was just sitting on the,
doon sa corridor.
Shelves. Mm-hmm. Tapos sinabi niya, "Hey Becca, eh parang tumingin lang ako sa kanya ng slowly. Naka-engrossed pa ako doon sa book. Parang hindi ko pa matanggal sa isip ko.
Hindi ka pa nakaka-withdraw.
Oo, hindi pa ako nakaka-withdraw. Sinabi ko sa kanya, "Bakit ang tagal mo?" Sinabi ko yun sa kanya, "Why? Bakit ang tagal mo?" And he said, "Ikaw may kasalanan, ikaw yung maagang pumunta dito eh." Pero,
totoo naman.
So I shut the book and then I put it back in. Pero, when we like went to the restaurant, engrossed pa rin yung story
nandun
sa
ka
mind
pa
ko.
Din. Okay.
I was still there. It was still stewing on my mind. And this is like, I finished like book 3 na and hindi ko rin ma-remove na. Sobrang insane nung twist nung nangyari sa book 3.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was like, "Oh my gosh, that is so cool." And that's how it happened. The
dun
rest is history.
Doon ka na. Yun na yun.
Yeah. The rest is history.
2015 lang pala. Medyo bago-bago pa, no?
Yes. And pretty much later that year, I met Sir Budge. And, you know, stuff happened.
Nakikita naman kita sa mga comic cons eh. So, ang sabi ko. But of course, you know naman, as fans, hindi naman tayo mag-uusap-usap unless talagang nakatabi mo sa pila and all. Kasi mahihiyain ka. Mahihiyain din ako eh. So, parang hindi naman ako nakikipag-usap pag nasa comic con. But I've read 13. It's been a while. Mga 2010 yata yun. 2010. So, naano ko siya. Nung nakita ko yung 13, sabi ko, ano to? Nakakatakot yata to, parang ayaw kong bilhin. Tapos sinilip ko lang din. Katulad mo, National Bookstore, ganyan. Tapos ko, ay, iba. Sabi ko, ay, ang galing. Tapos yung parang bawat turn mo ng page, parang sabi ko, hala, ano, wow. Parang na-mind blown ka every time. So, ganun yung experience ko. Hanggang sa parang, ayun na, binili ko na. Tapos, naging life mission ko na every time I get to be in a Comic-Con, I will bring my Trese comics and have them sign. Tapos syempre yun yung pa yung mga mabilis mapunit, yung mga yung publishing nun, di ba? Parang ang bilis-bilis mapunit, kaya inaano ko talaga. Nilalagyan ko pa ng clips para hindi mapunit. Yun.
Yeah, mahina yung binding niya. Pero wow, it was an experience hunting down. After the whole Book of Murders thing, it was an experience hunting down all of the recent copies. It was fun. And then I was just like lost in the sauce. Parang, oh my gosh, this is so exciting and it is so cool. I really, really, really love it.
So ayan, ngayon, masaya tayong lahat na finally, ito na siya. Nasa buwan na tayo ng 13 month. Hindi na Filipino Heritage Month, hindi na Independence Month. 13 month na siya. Of course, magkakaroon ng maraming content sa social media, sa online, lahat about 13. But today, we're going to talk about, since we're in Philippine Camper Stories and the podcast deals more with Philippine mythologies, pag-usapan na lang natin yung mga side characters na nakasama ni Trese, mga kakalaban niya or makakasama niya. Para naman yung mga iba, yung lalo na yung mga hindi nakikinig, at least they know what to expect or they know the background of the comics. So siguro ang role natin dito, ikaw yung sa comics side, and then I'm going to provide them what's with the mythological background. In case you're living under a rock, Trese will be shown on Netflix as an animated series based on the comics. This will be available worldwide by June 11, 2021, and it stars none other than Liza Soberano and Shay Mitchell as Alexander Trese in the Filipino and English adaptations. Pero mind you, there's a lot of other there's other languages na adapt yung Netflix because it will be released worldwide. We can all geek out and celebrate this momentous win for Filipino comic creators and storytellers. However, today, like I said, we will place the highlight Philippine mythological creatures that Trese will encounter as she investigates the crimes of supernatural origin in Manila. Bex, may alam ka ba kung ano, anong hanggang saan lang yung mga episodes na makikita natin. Kasi medyo ano siya eh, expansive. Hindi ko alam kung susundan ba niya yung per series sa ano, sa comics.
Honestly, as we saw on the trailer, parang book 1 to 3 yung ipapokus niya and 6 episodes, but I don't know kung gano'ng katagal yung each episode. And it seems like meron lang they took a lot of liberties to ano how it was presented from the comics itself. And according to another interview na pinakinggan ko, Sir Budge said na parang tinanggal din nila yung mga ibang stories na that had an allusion to real life people. So I guess we're not going to see yung ano, yung
si Madam.
Possibly. And
kasi politically charged masyado 'yun eh.
Yeah, and I don't think makikita rin natin yung ano, the one about Nora Ono.
yung sa Duen.
And yung kay Heart Evangelista. Ish.
Okay. Ano, Heather Evangelista?
Yeah, Heather Evangelista. That's her name on the comic. Pero ano, I'm interested in ano, seeing sino tong si Marco, the new guy.
Marco, ano ba to? Si Darren Criss?
Yes, si Darren Criss. I mean, I saw him and then I thought, Who is Marco?
Baka additional character no?
Yeah, that's true. And I feel like he's going to be very important kasi ginoy siya ni Darren Criss eh. And I think, I was thinking, is this guy going to be a victim? Is this guy going to be a secret villain?
A love interest.
A love interest. Oh no, poor Malixi. Kaya, I'm also excited with how it got converted into another medium. So, I guess we'll just have to find out how the stories are portrayed in animation over the ones in the comics.
Let's start with the... I have a few creatures here in my list. So first is the Nuno Sapunso. The Nuno Sapunso, for those who doesn't know, is an old man of the mound. It's a dwarf-like creature. It's a nature spirit in the Philippine mythology. And it is believed to live in an anthill or termite mound. Hence, its name literally ancestor or grandparent living in the anthill. So, can you tell us, ano, Bex, kung saan natin nakita ang Nuno Sapunso?
In the Trece book. Okay, so in Trece, si Nuno, they don't live in ano, Punso anymore. They live underneath manholes. Usually, Trece kind of goes to a certain Nuno in Balete Drive to ask him for advice surrounding that area or if there are things about information about mythical beings that she doesn't know. Basically, he's an informant for her. So, what's interesting about this is the Nuno in the comics has a different look compared sa anime.
Medyo mas yung Nuno sa comics, maamo yung mukha. Parang
yes.
Mahinang creature. Parang ano lang siya, hindi siya vicious looking.
Yeah, he has this really, really large eyes and large hands. Pero
na droopy. Yung eyes niya droopy, di ba?
Yeah, large, droopy, very large hands. Pero, ano, he's very skinny. He doesn't look like he can hurt you. He's very, what do you call this? I would describe it as ugly but cute. Like a pug. That's the best how I can describe it. Pero yung sa anime, I think everyone was taken aback kung nakita nila na Nuno looks like a goblin.
Naging Dobby na nga siya eh, di ba? Naging Dobby si Nuno. So, ewan ko, hindi natin alam kung what is the reason behind the revision in the anime. So,
if I recall correctly, Sir Kajo once said na one time, nung parang Xerox copies pa lang daw yung 13, some fan went up to him and accused him of ripping off Hellboy.
Okay.
Kasi ano, meron ding old man na nasa ano, na old Chinese guy na nasa ilalim ng manhole.
Ah,
Hellboy. Okay. That's at least what he said. He said about it.
Hindi naman rip off. You can't rip off something that has been around for like ages.
Yeah, that's true. I think it's a really neat concept yung Nuno sa manhole. I mean, it's not like you see a lot of punsos in the city anymore, di ba? Yeah.
Tama. Kasi sinabi na rin naman niya ni Sir Budget na iba, saan nga sila pupunta? Like, if the Nuno is around, then there's no mounds or wala nang mga anthills in the area, they would probably go underground. So that makes sense.
Interestingly, in Book of Murders din, parang ang minention ng difference ng Nuno sa ano, sa duwende. Kasi diba, remember, Book of Murders has those tiny little snippets na kinuha sa journal ni Lolo Alexander when he encountered these creatures, and he said na, oh, duendes are ano, more communal, while nunos are pretty solitary and they would only choose a mate. Tapos, they'll stick to them until
they're alive.
Yeah. Yeah, yun. And I thought, oh, that's a very interesting way of, ano, of dividing these two creatures.
Because you never know, pareho sila maliit eh. Pareho sila maliit. They're magical, both of them. Duendes are spirits of the field. So, they're spirit of the hills. And people of the ground. So, underneath the anthill where they live are said to be countless collections of precious gems and gold, which they keep for themselves. So, ito pala sila pala yung may mga ano, may mga ipon. may mga ano sila, treasures underneath. Sa 13, ano nga, do you still recall this, the story of the duende in 13?
Okay. So, like, duende in 13 are still small beings. I might get into spoiler territory on a little bit.
Okay.
So,
Just a snippet, I guess.
Okay, just a snippet. Okay, so duende in 13 are very small creatures. And they really, really like sweets. And, ano, usually you offer them sweets if you want them to do you a favor.
Yes.
And aside from that, they can control these mud golems called Lamanlupa. Pero it seems like in the trailer, sa trailer ng anime, they're less muddy. No, they're less muddy. And they're more like solid rock.
Oh, okay.
Yung pansin ko. Kasi diba dun sa ano, comics parang sila, they look like that ano, yung Pokemon na,
yes,
ano?
Muk?
Si Muk. They look a little bit like Muk. They look like Muk. Sa series, they kinda look a little bit like...
The thing.
Mixed with walnut from ano? From
Plants vs. Zombies.
No, seriously, that's what... Uh-huh. If you actually paused and looked at it, and they look similar to that. They're made up of solid rock.
Baka ano, for characterization lang, kasi hindi masyadong appealing kapag kaputik lang yung laban for the global cinema, so global audience.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Pero ano, getting into a little bit of spoiler territory, and as we already know, we don't know paano nila i-put in yung lore since they're going to remove Heather and Nova.
Characters in the comics. And, yeah, that's, and the story that's, with the Duende.
Yeah, the story with the Duende is about is Kai, Heather, and Nova, and we don't know if they're entirely gonna do away with that or they're gonna just convert the elements into the series in one way or another. But in ano, in yung story ni Heather and Nova, they can live in tiny plants.
The Duendes, yes.
Bonsai. They live in bonsai or small house plants, and when they die, they turn into coal or dirt. They turn into dust. Pero in under specific circumstances, yung dust it turns red.
Yes, and that's what that's what they need to find out why. Bakit nagiging pula? Kasi normally it's just black or it's just dirt, diba?
Yes, so that was the mystery in Nova and Heather's
and
story.
And the Nuno was also in that story, diba?
Yes.
He identified Nuno. What happened to the dust.
He identified what happened to the Duende, and then he got sad.
And then he went home. Oh my god.
Yeah,
that was a cute scene. That was a cute scene.
Yeah, it made me sad, to be honest, when I was reading that.
I remember that particular scene. Ang cute kasi. Umuwi siya kasi nalungkot siya. Alright.
I'm so sad. I'm going home. Same.
Parang lungkot ako. Uwi na nga ako sa asawa ko. Ganda nun. Ganda.
Okay.
So that's the Nuno and the Duende. The next character that we see in the comics is the Sirena. The Sirena, as we all know, sikat to. So it's a mythological sea creature from the Filipino culture. And in some regions of the Philippines, particularly the Bicol and the Visayas regions, sirenas are known as Magindara and portrayed as vicious mermaids. The Sirena is an encanto, the Filipino counterpart for English mermaids. In addition to the Sirena, other examples of bantay tubig or guardians of water are the Sioko, the Siokoy, the Kataw, and Ugkoy. So, mga variations ng mga bantay tubig. The male version of a Sirena is called the Sireno. And contrary to the belief na Siokoy daw ang male version of Sirena, sometimes Sirenas are paired with Siokoy, and a popular mermaid character in the Philippines is Jezebel. So, sa 13, may Sirena ba dun?
Yes, there is. Pero in like, we didn't really see the Sirena. Well, there is, pero it's in Tales of the Diabolical.
Can you tell us something na ano, pero without spoiling the entire thing?
Okay, so what's interesting about yung concept nila Sir Bajet at Sir Kajo sa Sirena is parang metallic looking. They don't have faces at all. Parang pag tinitingnan mo lang sila, yung face nila is like reflective. Parang how do I compare this? Have you watched Annihilation? Yung sa Netflix din?
Kay who's this girl? Natalie Portman?
Yeah. parang naalala mo yung encounter ni Natalie Portman dun sa isang alien. Yeah, yung sa isa, ganun yung itsura nung sirena. Metallic looking, no face, pero they have a tail. They can be different colors.
Parang ano lang siya, blank face, ganun.
Mm-hmm. Blank face lang talaga sila. And what's really interesting is they can do glamour to walk on land.
Oh, meron pala sila ganun. Okay, hindi ko yata natatandaan yun sa story nila na ganun. Ang natatandaan ko is yung nasa aswang na sa Manila, yung hinahanap niya. Yung
mermaid bones?
Mermaid bones, yeah. That's what I remember about the sirena being discussed. Oh, hindi naman, nadaanan sa...
Yeah.
Babalikan ko nga yung diabolical.
Yeah, it's Tales of the Diabolical. And what's interesting about the sirena in the world of Trece is that their bones can be... can be used for special purposes.
Uh-huh.
And I find that particular piece of lore in the book as very creative.
Hindi kasi, natin naririnig yun, no? Na parang pwede mo palang pulbusin yung sirena. Tapos, gagamitin mo siya yung magical... kasi,
properties.
Diba? I suppose it's full of magic. It's a half fish, half woman. So, I'm sure it's bound to give you something magical. So, galing. Galing nila dun.
Mm-hmm. Other than that, what else can I remember na sinabi nila about?
Meron din isang episode or isang sa libro, I forgot the title of the fifth one. Meron din silang, pero hindi sirena, no?
Ah, that's in book 6, yung taga-dagat.
Taga-dagat, oo. Mga shokoy na parang shokoy looking, di ba?
Yeah, very very ugly shokoy looking. They have different
mga piranha
ganun. Yeah, they have
ang ganda
they
rin nun.
Have lobster claws. They just look like your typical fish person. Oh, they're also very
eat.
Bloodthirsty.
They eat, my god. Gusto ko 'yun. Just... Sana sana maganda yung portrayal nun. Pero nakikita ko na parang ang pangit ng representation ng Pilipinas nun kasi binabaha yung city. So.
Well, I mean, it's true naman.
totoo naman talaga. Binabaha naman talaga. Yun, so that's the sirena. And the next one is, this one is actually a character, pero it's called Asuang. He's a male character inside the story of Trece, but it's derived, of course, from Aswang, which is an umbrella term for various shape-shifting evil creatures in the Philippine folklore, such as vampires, ghouls, witches, viscera suckers, and werebeasts, usually dogs, cats, or pigs. The Spanish colonists noted that Aswang was the most feared among the mythical creatures of the Philippines, even way back in the 16th century. So, may Aswang ba sa Trece?
Oh man. So like the Aswang is like a presence that's always there in the Trece comics. Usually they're the bad guys because cannibalistic tendencies and they eat people. And the worst part is that they often have these trafficking rings.
Ang galing na. Parang evolved na sila.
Yeah, they have these trafficking rings to eat and kidnap people, and it's really, really spooky na naging organized sila.
Organized crime syndicate na sila. So,
naging sindikato just to eat human flesh.
Totoo. Kaya parang more than sila, parang aswang na nga sila eh. Kumakain sila ng tao, diba? So, ginawa pa silang crime syndicate. So parang wow, talaga naman yung imagination ng dalawang yun. Sobrang galing, no? Parang what if ang kumukuha ng mga kidnappers is mga aswang. So who would have thought? Talaga naman si Budget at saka si Cacho lang. Yun.
It would be so terrifying na ikikidnap ka, then you're going to be
diba?
end up being someone else's meal. Oh my goodness.
Totoo.
I can't imagine. That's like absolute nightmare fuel.
Ang maganda pa dyan, another kind of aswang, the manananggal, is also one of the main villains dun sa spin-off or another storyline ni Trece, which is The Sky World, which I'm sure you're very well versed of. Dahil nahawakan mo nga yung, ano bang tawag dun sa sword ni, ano?
Yung sword ni Captain.
Captain, yun. Uh-huh. So, diba, parang manananggal naman yung kalaban dun sa Sky World, which is, I can't say na it's a spin-off because, it's in the same universe.
Yeah. Ang kalaban nila sa Sky World is si Rianca.
Rianca.
The Queen of Aswang.
Rianca, manananggal queen. So the next one is the Tikbalang, which is a bipedal horse creature of the Philippine folklore said to lurk in the mountains and forests of the Philippines. It is sometimes believed to be a transformation of an aborted fetus which has been sent to Earth from the limbo. So, the Tikbalang is half horse, half man. May Tikbalang po ba sa 13, Miss Bex?
Okay, so the
Ito na, Tikbalang. Your favorite.
My favorite, definitely. So, the Tikbalang in 13, they're done racing. They got tired in running around the mountains and the forest, so now they've relegated themselves to racing on highways.
Drag racing.
Yeah, drag racing. Like, parang mga 3 a.m., they'll challenge the last winner of the race.
At totoo naman, di ba? Meron nga talagang mga napababalita mga drag racers sa mga highways sa Manila kapag patay na oras kung kailan wala nang masyadong tao. Sa 13, biglang merong element na ganun na yung mga tikbalang is they raced against the winners, the best of the best. So, just to feed the thirst ng makatakbo ng mabilis kasi they're known to be, ano, di ba? Like horses, they're fast. They run.
They really want to be up to the challenge of racing to a really fast car. And honestly, the thrill for them is probably very exciting. So, I don't blame them.
Diba? It's Maliksi, if we can name him, is a character to be loved talaga.
I mean, I already love him so very much.
Hindi pa natin siya nakikitang gumagalaw, di ba? Comics pa lang. So what more kung na voice out na siya. I hope they do him justice kasi talagang sobrang napaka-lovable naman kasi talaga ni Maliksi.
He is.
Are you excited to see Señor Armanas? The, ano ba tawag sa kanya? Patriarch? Of the Tikbalang clan?
Yeah, I'm so excited to see Señor Armanas. I mean, kung iisipin mo nung he was introduced in the comics, he's like this very majestic and very large, large tikbalang, and he just, wow, and you're going to be shocked na, huh, he's really like one of the real princes of Manila.
Ano talaga, no? Napaka-majestic. Tama kayong term, majestic talaga. Kasi parang nasa building sa Makati. Merong sa rooftop, merong parang makeshift forest because a leader of, parang hindi lang siya basta leader ng isang tribe eh. A leader of a conglomerate. Na ganun na rin yung dating niya, di ba? Parang ang dami na niyang sakop.
Gosh, I'm
and
so excited.
And do you remember that scene na, I'm sorry, I can't help, but
go ahead.
Yung scene na nung si 13 first met Señor Armanas, and then outside the window were floating the bodyguards of 13.
Yeah, the kabal were like just floating there right on the outside. And diba? Kung iisipin mo, nasa penthouse sila.
So, iisip ko, nasa PBcom sila. Tapos lumulutang sa labas yung dalawang nakasuit na na ano, na dalawang lalaki tapos naka-mask. Oh my God, galing.
Yeah, ang tanong lang, how did they specifically know which window to appear in?
I'm sure they can sense it.
That's a question for another time.
Excited ako sa tikbalang scenes kasi meron pa yan yung parang, di ba, parang kailangan nilang i-tame si tikbalang. So that's a scene that we need to look out to kasi paano gagawin ni Tresa yun? Kasi in the lore, if you want to tame a tikbalang, you have to wrestle a tikbalang and get a hair from his mane para ma-tame siya. This one, but I think they have a different approach on how to tame the tikbalang. So really excited. Mm-hmm. Another character here, Bex, that I know, I'm sure you love, the San Telmo. The San Telmo is, they say, is a spirit of a man who has died near a river or a lake or an ocean during the heavy rains. So it's a weather phenomena as well, St. Elmo's fire. But they say here in the Philippines, the lost soul appears as a ball of fire, and some say it seeks revenge on those who may have done him wrong, while others claim the soul is seeking peace. I just recently listened to a podcast, a good friend of me, Ethan, for Tabi Tabi Podcast. Ka-topic lang yan ng San Telmo. So, hi! Shout out to Ethan. Kumusta? Anong recollection mo sa kay the great San Telmo?
Okay, so the San Telmo appears as this large fiery head in Trece. And whenever Alex needs to arson something, whenever she needs to burn or arson something, she can, he's literally one call away.
Literal, totoo.
Literal. He's literally one call away. She can just call him.
There's a secret number.
She can call him through a certain number and he can be summoned. Interestingly, San Telmo is the cause of one of the
biggest scenes. One of the biggest scenes in the comics, and surprisingly heartbreaking.
That's true.
Break muna tayo sa kwentuhan. We just want to say hi and big thanks to the guys from Kumu. Kumu is a Pinoy live streaming app where you can connect with Filipino streamers and celebrities. Use our link in the description to follow some Kumu streamers.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yung scene na yun, if I'm remembering it correctly, and I think we're talking about the same scene in the comics where the San Telmo had to cause fire at a certain place because of a certain event. Ayun, so
That story in particular was very, very sad.
Ang gusto ko kay San Telmo is he's an ally of Trece. I think we can say that.
Yeah.
So ayun, he's an ally na parang isang tawag lang, andyan na agad, meron siyang kung may case, may kailangan itanong. Kasi, of course, Trece is, hindi naman siya expert eh. She's very young as well. But she's very resourceful. And ang ganda nun, hindi ko lang nakita sa mga comics kung nag-iiba-iba ba yung telepono. Kasi through the years, it's been 16 years, so I'm not sure if the telephone that she uses actually evolves as well.
Yeah, I mean, according to Sir Budge, kung ano man yung recent phone ni Sir Kajo, yun yung magiging recent phone ni Alex sa comics.
Kung naka-iPhone na si Sir Kajo, yeah. Naka-iPhone din siya. Ang galing. Mm-hmm. Galing. At saka natutuwa ako kasi may background din ng history. Kasi yung number na dinadial niya is a number of a certain event in actual history that involves fire of a certain magnitude. So parang nakakatuwa na ang galing-galing ng pagkakahabi ng mga storya dito sa presa talaga. So that's San Telmo. Speaking of San Telmo, San Telmo is as a fan kasi, as a podcaster, so I took the chance of naming a segment of my podcast called the San Telmo Society, inspired by the great San Telmo of Trece and also the Midnight Society of Are You Afraid of the Dark? So pinag-combine ko yun, and that is my story submission segment. We have a few more. Si Oriol.
Oh yes, si Oriol.
She's one of the medyo sassy na characters that we'll find in the first few episodes. Oriol is a demigoddess in Bicolano myths, and she is mentioned in the Epic of Ibalong, believed to be the daughter of the deity Asoang, which actually we mentioned earlier, he's also in the comics. Oriol possesses inhuman beauty and prowess when it comes to seduction, and it is told that she has a beautiful voice that could lure anyone, both men, women, and even animals. Half of her body is a serpent, and it is believed that the Naga and the Magindara, which actually is just about the same, obey her every command, for she is a demigoddess. So, Oriol, nandito ba siya sa 13?
Yeah. Yung story ni Oriol, connected siya din sa story ni San Telmo. So yeah, you're gonna find these two in the same story. Yeah. And interestingly, in the comics, Oriol does not look snake-like. She looks rather, oh my gosh, how do I describe this? A really demonic caterpillar.
Oh, para siyang ano, no? Para siyang si yeah. Oh, yung evolution ni Magikarp. Ano ba evolution Magikarp?
Magikarp. Si Gyarados?
Ayun, yan. Parang ganun yung itsura niya, di ba? Parang...
Yeah, she looks like a really terrifying Gyarados.
Totoo. So that is Oriol. But she is always seen in hot tubs. Ganun kasi yung ano niya. The character of Oriol in the comics is actually a businesswoman. Owns a lot of spa. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she owns a spa.
So yun, medyo maganda yung pagkaka inspire ng, kasi sa Bicolano natin, sa Bicolano myths, meron talagang Oriol na parang half snake, half woman na seductress. So it's a nice touch na nasa Trece siya, because now we see Trece finding and interacting people from our actual myths. So parang nagkaka-mix-mix na yung fiction na gawa ni Budge, tsaka yung fiction na meron na talaga tayo, like the Bicolanos Oriol. So this is very nice. Actually, yung next ko sa list is Irago, which is nabanggit din siya dun sa episodes ng comics. However, si Irago is a water demon. But soon as I checked my sources, Irago could have been the same character as Oriol, but I'm really not sure. But in the comics, I think they're siblings.
Yeah, they're siblings. Mm-hmm. Irago is Oriol's sister. And mm-hmm. I think Oriol kinda insulted her kasi she got caught by Trece and she knocked down yung operations niya in Pansol. In Pansol. That's what Trece said. But then again, Oriol is like, eh.
Biruin mo sa Laguna, sa mga hot springs ng Laguna, meron pala dong water demon. I like it. Kaso lang si sa Bicolano lore's a myth, si Asoang is the father of Oriol, but in the comics parang hindi na sabi yun, or hindi sila kinonekta. Sinabi ba?
Yeah, Alex na magtatay nga.
And Oriol, talaga?
Okay. Yeah, and Oriol said mismo, oh, he's my father. Something like that. I forgot the exact line. Mm-hmm. Pero she mentions that aswang is her father.
Oh, I didn't remember. I don't remember that episode. Yeah, at least yun. Pareho sila sa myth ng Bicolano at sa comics. Yun. The last one on my list is actually a Tiyanak na very popular. Tiyanak has been around for a long, long time. The Tiyanak is a small humanoid monster in the Philippine mythology which pretends to be an innocent baby before attacking humans. May Tiyanak po ba sa 13?
Oh man, okay. So like the Tiyanaks are very terrifying in 13. And they're pretty much one of the reasons why some readers are terrified of going to mall basements.
Yes. Because napaka close to reality.
Yeah. The Tiyanak in the comics, they kind of go around squeezing themselves in tight spaces. Pero they're
sewers.
In sewers, but they're residing in a mall's basement. Why they're residing there, we'll just have to find out.
Yes, and, totoo. Nakakatakot talaga yung pagkaka-portray nitong story na to kasi there's an element of realism. Like, kasi it really could happen. Parang it's very plausible yung story na hindi nga kaya meron niya kayang ganun dun na parang service. I will just call it service in that particular mall. And kung meron talaga, baka nga meron, di ba? Mga tiyana dun sa basement ng mall, which is very terrifying to think. That's actually the last of my list. Pero do you still have any characters in mind na you're excited to see sa series?
The Sigbeans, of course. I'm excited to see them. I'm excited to see them in action. And
how about even non-mythological characters, actual characters?
Lahat ng siblings ni Alex.
I know, right? I'm excited to see the battle of the Balete Tree.
Yeah, the Great Balete Tree.
Kahit sa comics, hindi natin, hindi parang malinaw or parang bitin or something.
Like, so, they just cut off to the part
binitin
na
tayo,
Alex returned. But here, it looks like we're going to see what really happens.
Baka talagang tinitipid ni Budge yung scene na yun para sa possible TV adaptation. At ito na nga, makikita natin. Sana makita natin sa first season.
What I'm also excited to see is, you know, familiar places in Manila.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really get represented much. Seeing Manila represented in a series that's entirely our own is amazing. Like, iisipin mo, we see different places like Tokyo and New York.
And Seoul, diba? Lagi na nun.
Pero tayo, we kind of rarely see Manila as an actual backdrop. So, talagang makikita mo, oh my gosh, that's the MRT. We ride there.
Yeah, yes.
Or, oh my goodness, that's SM. And that place is in Tondo, and that other place is BGC.
Oo, totoo. Nakaka-excite talaga na makita natin yung mga familiar, mga not just places, but of course, Philippine setup itself. Kasi tama yung sinabi mo, wala naman talagang ganyan eh. This is actually the first parang naaten talaga na makikita pa natin sa isang major platform like Netflix. So, nakakatuwa na kailangan talaga nating i-celebrate.
Yeah. Very monumental moment.
And hence, weird. This episode, talagang ito talaga yung parang tribute ko na rin sa creators natin na si Budget Tan at si Kadjo Baldissimo. Eh, plus also the other kasi hila-hila na yan eh. Yung mga iba pa nating comic creators na nagbabasa sa Philippine stories. So lahat na yan, parang pati kami na sa podcast, pati ikaw bilang manunulat at content creator, damay-damay na yan kasi nakarating tayo doon. So hopefully this is not the end, hopefully masundan pa.
Yes, that's true. Sana other comic book series gets picked up. Whether live action adaptation or animated series, it would be fun to see more Filipino-centric works on large platforms.
Totoo. Kung di man ma-pick up, sana may mag-produce man lang kahit locally. Tapos, madali na yun eh, pwede mo na ibenta somewhere else. Maano lang, magawa lang. Masabuhay lang, diba? So, thank you so much, Bex, for this interview. It's been really fascinating to geek out with you. Nakakatuwa. And I know that you're very, very excited, just like I am, just like everybody else, to witness our creatures from Philippine mythologies na makita natin sa isang popular culture icon katulad ni Alexander Tese. So before we go, I just wanted to ask you if you would like to invite anyone with your content, and where can we find you?
Okay, so all I have to say to the listeners of Campfire Stories is thank you so very much, and thanks for having me as well, Earl.
Of course.
The only promotion I'll probably do is for Trece, please watch it on Netflix, and please buy the comics in Avenida Books.
Yes.
I'll also promote the upcoming board game ng Trece from Balangay Entertainment, which is Trece Paradox. It's like a social deduction board game, and okay, it will be released in the following weeks. They need more playtesters to test out the game. And frankly, I've tested the game and it's so much fun to play.
Talaga ba?
Nako. Yes, it's exciting. You should come with us and playtest it.
I would love to.
Once. It's fun. It's really easy to follow. And you can invite plenty of your friends to come in and test it out. You can just contact Nicanor Marco Valdez from Balangay Entertainment if you want to playtest it, or you can join the group Trece Paradox Playtesters.
Sige, we'll place that in our description notes so para the listeners of the show could find and see what the Trece Paradox could be all about, and hopefully support when it's released. I hope everyone will get to watch it in Netflix, because Netflix is producing it. Let's give Trece the acknowledgement that it deserves, kasi if you consume it via illegal mga paraan, eh, baka hindi tayo magbigyan ng season 2, or worse, baka hindi na tayo magbigyan ng chance in the future. Hopefully not. Let's all watch it in Netflix. Oy, Netflix, kaka-promote namin sa iba ka naman. And watch or read other Filipino comics. There's a lot. It's not just Trece. There's also other content creators like Ian Santamaria for Sky World, Mervin Malonzo for Tabi Po, and El Arcangel for of Julius Villanueva. There's a lot. Who else? But there's a lot of other creators out there who are just waiting for you and for you to discover them.
Inyo pong nasubaybayan ang isa na namang gabi sa Philippine Campfire Stories sa ating segment na San Telmo Society. Salamat kay Rebecca sa mga kwentong Trece ngayong gabi. Sana ay nakatulong kahit panandalian ang pakikinig ninyo upang maipahinga ang inyong mga sarili laban sa mga problema sa labas ng campsite na ito. Mapapakinggan nyo pa rin ng libre ang mga nakaraang episodes ng Philippine Camper Stories sa Spotify at kung saan man kayo nakikinig ng podcast. Kung gusto niyo maging tagapagkwento sa ating podcast, ay mag-email lamang sa campfirestoriesph@gmail.com. Salamat sa mga sumusuport sa ating campsite sa pamamagitan ng Patreon at Ko-fi. Kay Makoy at Flo, na unang mga sumuporta, nagpapasalamat ako sa inyo. Puntahan lamang ang show notes ng episode na ito para sa mga Patreon at Ko-fi support links. Ang Philippine Camper Stories ay miyembro ng Podcast Network Asia at powered by Podmetrics, ang pinakamadaling paraan upang kumita sa pamamagitan ng inyong podcast. Sa Podmetrics, maaari ninyong pagkakitaan ng inyong podcast sa pamamagitan ng mga ad campaigns and marketing affiliations sa mga iba't ibang brands. Para sa mga podcasters na gaya ko, mag-sign up na sa podmetrics.co at gamitin ang referral code Philippine Camper Stories. Capital letters ang bawat simula, ang bawat salita ang P, C, at S, at walang space. Makikita ito sa show notes ng episode na ito. Kung nais ninyo makipag-collaborate para sa marketing ng aming programa, magtungo lamang sa advertiser.podmetrics.co at hayaan niyong tulungan namin kayong maipahayag ang inyong mga produkto at serbisyo sa ating mga listeners. Nais kong tulungan ang mga tatak at produktong Pilipino dahil naniniwala ako na gaya ng mga kwento natin sa Philippine Camper Stories, mahusay ang tatak lokal. Muli, maraming salamat po sa pagbisita ninyo sa ating campsite at walang sawang pagsuporta. Hanggang dito na lamang po at hanggang sa susunod nating kwentuhan.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization.